Welcome to the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America with Tim Matthews and Frank Bassett. Take it away, boys.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Golf Talk America, and Happy New Year to everybody out there as we're doing our first show of 2022. So hopefully everybody's had a nice little break for the holidays and getting ready for the start of the PGA Tour season, 2022 version of that. A lot of things to talk about, and we'll be joined early here very soon by Earl Forsey with PGA Tour Radio to talk about the next stop on the tour, the very first one, if you will, of the new season, new year, the Century Tournament of Champions, big field there. So we'll talk with Earl Forsey about that. And, of course, we can't not talk with Earl Forsey and talk some football. And, of course, the NFL is getting to a head, and we're finding out who's in the playoffs, who's not. His Washington football team will not be in the playoffs, so that'll be a unfortunate sore point for Earl to bring up, but we'll kind of get some insight into that as well as the country really focuses on what's going on in the NFL. Earl's got some great insight. He's been in the Washington, D.C. area covering sports, covering the football team and everything else for the last 40-plus years. So anyway, something to look forward there. In the meantime, Frank Bassett, as always, in the Nashville studios, not talking about football, although we could be because a lot to talk about in Nashville. Frank, you guys in Nashville and the Tennessee Titans have to be pretty excited about the playoffs coming up.
Hey, Happy New Year, brother.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's we are excited. Boy, the Titans game was exciting. The team has had 80 player adjustments over the season.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So, and they've come through. And now if Derrick Henry does come back, you have two powerful running backs on that team as opposed to one now. And then a good receiving core, so the Tennessee Titans could do a pretty good job. I predict the Titans and the Packers in the Super Bowl.
Oh no, going that far?
Just yeah, okay. I'm jumping right out. But I regress to the Ole Miss Rebels. We were robbed. Baylor, isn't Baylor a Baptist school? I believe so. My father went there. My father played football at Baylor. Okay, so here's the deal.
Okay, what's the deal?
Damn Baptist broke his leg.
Wow!
It broke his ankle.
Things like that.
Mercenaries.
Happen, you know?
Well, the Crusades are over. They're over.
They
damn it!
Baptist, but
is that unbelievable?
Really? Blame it on the Baptist. Yeah,
well,
that's the headline. Frank's got right there.
The blame Baptist. It on the Baptists.
Hurt the Super Bowl chances or the playoff chances for. You know what? I think Ole Miss had a phenomenal year. They're still going to be probably in the top 10 area. Might be 12 or somewhere in there, but they're going to have a great year. So, I mean, finishing up with a great ranking after the year. So, something to build on. And I guess you got your head coach locked in for several years. So, you got to be excited about that, too.
I'm real excited about Lane Kiffin. You know, Lane Kiffin had a statement also. I know this is a golf show, folks, and it's the first show of the new season. And we'll get to the Century Tournament of Champions in a little bit. But Kiffin made a comment. I don't know if you caught this, Tim, or not. He said after, you know, when Corral got hurt, he said he was so upset. That he said, I probably didn't do the best coaching job for my team because it affected me so.
Yeah.
He admitted that. And
well, and also, it's different, too, because for a while he was a Heisman candidate, and certainly I didn't look at the final. He probably got top 10 votes for Heisman.
Oh, sure, he did.
Quarterback. So even if you lose it, even if Kiffin was paying attention or upset about the injury and all that, the next guy in line is the next guy, but he's not the same as.
He's taking six snaps.
Right? I mean,
six snaps so and games.
It kind of is what your whole game plan's got to get ratcheted down and go, okay, now here's what we're going to do now. So
well, here's the deal.
It happens. Yeah.
Corral got hurt at Tennessee. You know, he carried the team at the UT game in Knoxville. So between the Rednecks in Knoxville, Tennessee, and the Baptist at Baylor, you know, the Crusades are over, people. Just understand that. Let's just start the year and piss everybody off.
You're not looking for reasons or anything, are you? Like, sometimes it just happens. It is football.
Excuses.
Yeah.
No, well, it's the Baptist.
Yeah.
Rednecks.
Hey,
oh, I got it.
Here, I'm going to show how dumb I am real quick. Did Pittsburgh win last night? I've looked at no news this morning.
Yes, it did.
Okay, good. I don't like Roethlisberger or didn't for a long time.
Yeah.
But when I saw tears in his eyes and realized that was his last game in Heinz Field, I was kind of pulling for the guy, but I went to bed, fell asleep before the game was over. And
It's hard to pull for a Steeler in any sense if you're a Cowboy fan.
I understand.
They've had such a long history of bad things because Bradshaw just smoked them most of the time. And Big Ben's had a long career. Nobody, I don't think, ever expected when he came, if people even forget where he came from, Miami of Ohio, that he was going to be the player he was and win some Super Bowls and go to the Hall of Fame and all that kind of stuff. But you talk about longevity and attrition.
Yeah.
The guy has had everything injured, right? He's been he's like, picture that guy from the, I don't know, the Civil War, not Civil War, the War of Independence, you know,
the Crusades.
The Crusades. the guy with the flute, like one guy's limping, one guy's got an arm. That's him. You know,
British
game. He seemed to have something wrapped up.
The best airline poster ever was that picture of the fife and drum, you know, and the guy bandaged up marching, and it was British Airways, and I don't know if you remember this or not, and it said, "All is forgiven. You can come home now." I remember that. That was great.
That's the one.
What a great holiday all of us had, and great football. My gosh, there was some great football. And welcome
so now we've got
to the Alabama-Georgia the teams that played Alabama and Georgia, I believe that was whom? Welcome to the SEC.
If you listen to our show, you know I'm a Notre Dame fan. And
big
so
time,
really
I know.
Because that was a big, big choke job that they did. So
boy, they did choke.
About what happened in their Fiesta Bowl.
More Christians going down.
New coach and everything. So, the Catholics are going.
The Catholics now. It's okay.
So you got a new coach, and we'll see what's going to happen. LSU has a new coach. Notre Dame's former coach.
LSU's tonight.
A lot of changes. Oklahoma's coach is now at USC. Clemson's offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator. Venables is not Oklahoma, so a lot of changes.
What do they all have in common, Tim? What do they all have in common, all those coaches?
They make a lot of money.
You got it. A lot.
Yeah, a lot.
A lot.
Yeah.
You know what? Everybody says, well, that's wrong. They shouldn't. Oh, hell, it's money. Come on.
Well, yeah. You know? The highest paid employees of almost every state in the union is a football coach.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Almost every, whether you're in Texas or Tennessee or whatever, the Tennessee football coach makes more money than anybody in the entire state on the state payroll. I'm talking about
State government,
rich
state,
guys.
Yeah, state.
Yeah, but employees that are getting checks from the state, the football coach,
that's
the governor,
so dumb.
Lieutenant governors, senator, whoever, they don't make the money.
Well,
no, it's all the football coach.
When it comes to the politicians, state. You know how I feel. So I don't care if they get 50 cents or not; they're not worth the price at that. None of them, zero zip, not one of them.
So before we get to Earl.
Yeah, I know. I
as
know.
We go, as we
shut up, Frank.
Into outer space here. What about the Century Tournament of Champions? I'm excited. It's a great tournament because we all get to sit home. A lot of people in this country are in colder weather, so you get to kind of escape a little bit, at least visually, and see the beautiful swaying palm trees and the ocean shots and the whales and everything in Hawaii. But you got some big names. You got Bryson playing. You got Patrick Reed, and you've got Jordan, and a guy that a lot of people are thinking is just at the edge of greatness and pushing through is Colin Morikawa, a great year last year.
Yeah,
but
that swing.
I'm just so thankful that he's a great young American because we look at President's Cup and Ryder Cups, Frank, which now is pretty much every year, something one or the other. Morikawa is, I think, a staple on that team, and he's a great young player that goes along with Spieth and Xander Schauffele and all these other guys. If you remember Ryder Cup, we smoked them. I think this is a new dawning, and I'm getting ahead of myself with Ryder Cup and President's Cup, but I think it's a new dawning for American golf. We've got very, very talented young players that are coming along. Morikawa right at the head of that class.
Yeah, we do, and it's even getting deeper if you look at the college ranks now, and that's something I want us to do more this next year, or this year. We're in it, right, 22. New tax season. I want us to do more coverage of some of the NCAA events, the college events, because that's pretty exciting stuff. If you watched last year, and I won't get in depth into it, but if you watched the women's NCAA golf championships, let's see. What team won that? Oh, it was Ole Miss, the women. Yes, Ole Miss, national championship.
Didn't catch that. Okay.
Yeah. It's some of the finest golf I've seen played. On all golf, on all levels, it was some of the finest golf I've seen.
We had a few weeks ago Chris Parra on our show, and he's the head coach at SMU for golf, and they play a top 25 program and have produced, obviously, some very talented players, Bryson being the head of that group as far as notoriety goes and accomplishments, but they've got some very, very good players. But you're right, just all over the country, everybody from Vanderbilt in your backyard to Alabama and Oklahoma State, Texas, have all got great golfers.
Great teams.
And the reason to cover them is not just, because a lot of people be like, college golf, but that's where in the very near future the next Colin Morikawa is going to come, the next Jordan Spieth. They come right out of those schools. A lot of times they haven't finished yet, they haven't gone 4 years, but after a couple of years they're 22 years old, 23 years old, they're on tour or at least trying to get on tour, and that's what I'm talking about. There's just so many good young players that so yeah, we'll have Chris on more. We'll get some more college coaches on because I think you're right. Yeah. I think there's a need to keep an eye, almost like we do in college football, right, where you know who the great college players are and where they're coming. You're talking about Ole Miss and stuff. We all know those guys who are coming into the NFL. I think it's very similar in on the PGA Tour that's where you look for these new young guys coming. Now, of course, Victor Hovland and others are from other countries, maybe playing in this country, like he played at Oklahoma State. You have some guys that aren't necessarily Americans, but Abraham Anser, another great young players that are playing from other countries in our country in colleges. So it's a great way to keep an eye on the names we're all going to be talking about here in the very near future.
Well, you know, people watch college basketball and college football, and then they follow them into the pro ranks. Well, it's John more and more golf is becoming more of a main line. So, yeah. Chris Parra, by the way, he has a boy, a girl, and a pet bird. Did you know that?
I think I do know that.
Yeah, Bogey, Birdie, and Eagle. Yeah. I was sitting here wanting to plug that in when you said Chris Parra, and I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
That was so good. I love myself.
Had to get it in.
Sorry.
We are going to take a well-deserved break.
But before we do, let me tell you about something. Seriously, yeah. Well, okay, I've got to talk about a new podcast. There's some friends. It's the intersection of sports, culture, and politics. Is at the heart of the new weekly podcast, The Long Game with LZ and Leach, because sticking to just sports in 2021 is simply not possible. Sports expands beyond what happens on the field, court, or pitch. It's in everything, which is why LZ Granderson and Will Leach cover the expanding world of sports and how the events on the field affect events off the field and vice versa. New episodes are out every Wednesday, so you can head to TheRecount.com. That's TheRecount, R-E-C-O-U-N-T, T-H-E-R-E-C-O-U-N-T, .com, or your preferred podcast platform to listen to all available episodes. That's TheRecount.com, folks. Good podcast. Go check that thing out. Good guys.
All right. Yeah. All right. Friends. There you go.
Good guys.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, as I said, Earl Forsey, the voice of PGA Tour Radio, but also very, very, very big sportscaster and covering the NFL and a lot of other things in Washington, D.C., is sitting by anxiously. By the way, I don't know if you saw, Frank, there was crazy snow in D.C.
He's on I-95, somewhere between Richmond and Washington.
Yeah. Earl's going to get into that, I'm sure, about how long it took him to get to work. It looks like, did you see the White House pictures? I think they got like 8 inches.
Yeah.
Everything was covered. They said they couldn't even take the team helicopter. The official helicopter for the White House couldn't.
That would be Marine One. Marine.
Know what it is?
Yeah.
And so you couldn't do anything.
Well,
so
there's Earl, a lot of snow jobs. A lot of snow jobs coming out of that part of the country. So there you go.
Yeah. So there you go. So we'll get a weather update, too.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll take a break, and Earl will join us. You're listening to Golf Talk America, and Frank and I will be back right after this.
In life, we're all bound for different things. With Beachbound.com, you could be bound for adventure, bound for passion, bound for discovery, or bound for togetherness, or maybe bound for encountering the unexpected. Beachbound is an online travel agency with expertise in worldwide beach vacations and experiences. They're reinventing beach travel. With Beachbound.com, customers can book worldwide beach vacations that include flights, hotels, transfers, and excursions. They're a one-stop travel shop. Personally, when I'm at a beach resort, I'm bound to end up at a poolside bar. Hey, as long as I have a great view and a cold drink in my hand, I'm as happy as I can be. With Beachbound.com, you can find your perfect beach vacation worldwide because there's a beach out there waiting for you with Beachbound.com. Visit Beachbound.com to book your next beach vacation. That's Beachbound.com. What are you bound for?
And welcome back to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews and Frank Bassett joining you as we talked a little bit earlier before the break. Century Tournament of Champions will be started this week. So a lot of the guys that, matter of fact, there were 39 winners last year on the tour. All but Rory McIlroy will be in the field along with others this year. And the others being Xander Schauffele. Didn't win, but he did win a little thing called the gold medal at the Olympics. So that got Xander into the Tournament of Champions as well. So that'll get started here over the weekend. It should be a lot of fun to watch, as always, in beautiful, sunny Hawaii. It also is the third year that they've had the renovations at Coral Crenshaw did a few years ago. The first year of the renovation saw the highest scoring average, so it made a big difference on the scores of the players of the in this tournament. And then last year, they actually cut it down to by about 3 strokes per, which is a huge difference. So they kind of got a feel for it. The players did with the redesign. So we'll see how the course plays for these guys today. Often the winds and everything else play a big factor, a big role in this tournament. But again, should be fun to see some of the best golfers on the planet playing on one of the prettiest golf courses we're going to get a chance to see. As we said before the break as well, Earl Forsey joining us. He is the voice of PGA Tour Radio. He'll be doing the play-by-play for the Tournament of Champions. He joins us now from the nation's capital. Earl, thanks so much for being with us. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. From the snow-covered nation's
yes.
capital. I mean, my God.
New we parking lot called I-95. People are on there for 8 hours, I saw on the news this morning. I mean, from Richmond to Washington, it stopped.
Yeah, they were shutting down highways yesterday. And again, yeah, it was a lot of snow, but it's 7-inch snow or something. But it's significant around here. I mean, that you might as well just shut everything down for the rest of the year at this point. Yeah, so it was a long day. It's been a long couple of days. But how you guys doing? I mean, it's
good, man. Happy New Year.
Don't have to shovel the sunshine at Kapalua and in Maui, which is one of my favorite places.
Road
ever.
Trip.
And why wouldn't it be?
Happy New Year to you, Earl.
Yeah, happy New Year, guys. What's going on?
Yeah, well, a lot's going on. We want to talk golf, of course, and we want to talk a little bit about the Century Tournament of Champions, but there's a lot going on in football, and you're the man to be on the show to talk about it for sure.
And that's what I've been doing for a few weeks, you know, during the off time here, obviously, locally in D.C. So, getting set for the playoffs. We've got last night it was Big Ben's farewell to Pittsburgh, I guess.
Right.
And there is news. You know, you mentioned the nation's capital. There is some news today because everybody knows they have no name. It's the football team with no name. And we did get an announcement today. It was an announcement about an announcement. So they've come out, they put out, and they love doing it on social media and all this stuff, and that's fine. Joe Gibbs was part of it, that the new team name for Washington football, and not that anybody cares other than folks here, and you know what? A lot of folks do, but a lot of folks don't either, and count me included, because I just want to win games. You can call them Washington. I don't care. But the new team name is going to be announced February 2nd. So I guess that's Groundhog's Day, right? Groundhog Day, February
2nd.
Yeah,
I think so. Yeah,
which you know opens the door for a litany of memes and jokes as well. And it's the week Poxitani. Before the Super Bowl, so the new team name is coming. And then here's what we do now this week. First of all, it's the distraction for the disaster that has been the end of the season and all this. And they're going into New York, and the Giants are just as bad. And they've got a second-year coach who's been interesting to listen to for the last couple of days. He's taking shots. He coaches the Giants, who have lost 5 in a row by double digits, and he's taking shots at Washington football. So that's how you know bad things can be. So anyway, the new name's coming out. But again, I said, here's what happens now here, because everybody's looking for clues. What's the name and all?
Yeah.
And it's ridiculous. Just wait till they announce it. But they've been doing this now for, you know, a year and a half, 2 years. And what's happening already today is people are looking at this announcement video. And I'm using air quotes, and they come off really well on radio. And I know that. announcement video to announce the announcement. And everybody's looking at this and breaking it down like, you know, super double secret film. Like,
there's a hint in there somewhere. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Just stop. And end it now.
Well, having said that, though, Earl, what are the favorites? Like, you've heard the names bantied around. What do you think, if you had to pick two or three, it might come from? What name would it be?
Well, everybody wants Red something, and apparently that's not going to be. It's like Red Tails, Red whatever, Red Wolves Red is one of the things that people right anything. There are a lot of these names they can't use or they wouldn't want to use because there's marketing, there's trademark issues with college teams, with other pro teams. So that's the problem here. It's not, you know, Seattle Kraken was great, man. That was awesome. The hockey team. I mean, that's just, but you got to come up with something unique, or, and people still want something that they're going to keep the colors and all that, but It's apparently it's not going to be Red Wolves is this thing. And again, this is another base of fan base. It's more the younger fan base. And I understand they have nothing to like I do. There are no glory days for them. Glory days were Kirk Cousins playing well. That's, you know, I mean, you know, RG3's one good season. Those are the glory days. So some of these names, and again, Wolves, Red Wolves, all this stuff, Minnesota Timberwolves own all this stuff, what I've been told, like all those marketing stuff
really?
with the pictures of wolves and stuff like that. So they don't want to do that. I know they don't want to do that. They don't want to share anything with anybody, and they don't want to have permission from someone to use a name. And that's kind of the thing with Red Wolves, and a lot of people wanted the other thing, not just marketing, but there's Arkansas State or something has that, and they'd have to get permission or a waiver. So all that, and it's kind of known that it's probably not going to be any of those. They kind of hinted that, and there have been reports around here. That's the other thing. Reports of what the name is not going to be. Not reports of what it's going to be, but we've
it's
had
Washington.
You know, reports. It's unbelievable.
Is there going to be a political tie-in?
I mean,
they've had senators before
it.
And stuff.
Yeah,
capitals
that's
and stuff
the thing.
Like that.
And what's going to happen is
the climate changers.
And in a month, the name is going to be announced, and half the people are going to hate it, and half the people are going to like it. I mean, you know what's coming on that. It's, and I can understand that. I mean, we're just in that day and age where whatever happens, you know, you could say, you know, $3 million to everybody, and there's going to be, you know, 50% of the people going to hate the idea, right? I mean, so. That's what's going on here. And then, boy, I've been dealing with, I mean, again, so now I have to talk about this, you know, this week. And I kind of usually dance around it. It's just, I just want to talk. Who won last night? What's going on? And so, yes, that's where we are today. And I wake up to this and, you know, it's been interesting, but there is no resolution to it. You know, so that's the thing. And, you know, a lot of folks in the NFL are going to be watching this, obviously. And, you know, you still have, you know, a situation here purely from a sports standpoint that team kind of reverted again, like a lot of teams have this year. And they're not the only ones with problems. There have been, you know, health issues with the team, and there's still a lot of COVID-19 issues around all sports, around everywhere, you know, not just sports, but
PGA
obviously
Tour too. Yeah.
I mean, there's just, you know, it's unavoidable. And yeah, that's it. And you mentioned, you know, the golf, we're coming back. Restarting now, so you've turned the corner, and then the new year begins, the second half of the wraparound season.
Yeah.
And you do have to pay attention to that
Well,
stuff.
Well, Earl, I'm sure you saw the directive.
It's a reality. And,
you saw the directive, not to interrupt, I'm sorry, but you saw the directive yesterday that came to all of us from the PGA Tour about, you know, where we can go, what we can do as media, and, you know, it's just, and masks, it's still the same. Still the same.
Yeah, I mean, it is. And you know, it kind of should be. Here's what happened, you know, in the NFL. I'll give the NFL actually a perfect example, but we've, you know, hockey, it just
obliterated
crazy.
It yeah.
quickly. I mean, just the old, you know, Ron Burgundy, that escalated quickly. So, but again, little different because it did. It's, you know, okay, everybody, we're back to normal, and they're starting. Here's what happened, and I'll tell you with football, you know, and they've been doing the Zoom press conferences like a lot of people have, but it was a slow process, and they're all getting tested. I don't go out there every day, but they're getting tested. The media has been, all that stuff, and the players and all this, you know, they have been getting tested. Obviously things have changed as far as the guidelines and everything, but it's just, you know, everybody thought kind of was exhaling in general too, not just sports, you know, and it's natural. You exhale. It's like, you know, okay, well, we kind of made it through. We're getting shots and everybody, you know, but that was summer. And, you know, and we get back into the winter, and here we go again with it. And you have to do it that way. So those guidelines and all the procedures that you have to go through, I mean, you don't have to be a rocket science to know that you got to do it. Look around everywhere. And I'm in an area of the country, too. It's one of those areas that has been just not talking sports here, but just – this whole the nation's capital and certain pockets around in the suburbs and everywhere around here, it's been one of those spots in the country that has been. I mean, we were in, like, you know, mask mandates and stuff like that in places for a long time. And when they were relaxing them, those guidelines and other places, they didn't around here. And then, you know, it started easing up a little bit. Now we're back to to all that stuff, whether you go downtown or in, you know, certain places. And it's kind of, it's the old deja vu all over again. We're not quite down to the shutdown phase of things yet. And I'm not sure we're going to get to that point again, knowing what we know now. And the, you know, more people now, obviously you get the vaccine is a big factor, but it's not preventing it. We know that. And that's the thing. You just, it's going to be something we're going to have to deal with. I mean,
it is. Well, the PGA show.
I told my two boys 2 years ago, I said, you know, whatever happens, and this is before, you know, the year before the vaccine. And I told them, I saw it coming. I said, you know, because they were out of school and they're not seeing their friends anymore, all this stuff. I said, you better learn how to deal with this because, you know, we will deal with it as we go on. But, it, you know, my point to them was, this is not going away anytime soon.
No. Well, you know, the PGA show comes up the end of this month, and it's huge. It's a multinational show, and it's, Titleist, Tour Edge, TaylorMade, Callaway will not be in attendance at the PGA merchandise show.
Yeah,
the biggest exhibitors. So, and that's where we'll be live from that. But to get on a happy note, I have to ask you, because you know how I feel about my Tennessee Titans and my Ole Miss Rebels, which, you know, we won't talk about the Baptist, you know, well, breaking his ankle, but.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I want you to finish because you reminded me of a thought, and I don't have any, you know, much time here today.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Okay. You go.
In town. But no, I don't need to go in a second. But, oh, the point. Matt Corral, because you know Washington football, I mean, the glaring need here, he's been a quarterback.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's what I was going. That's where I was going.
I mean, Matt Corral is one of those guys. Obviously, he's a first-round, you know, going to be a first-round pick. He's going to be one of the few guys here that everybody's going to look at and, you know, debate. There are those that think, with the current setup, offensive coordinator Scott Turner under Ron Rivera, who's North Turner's son, he, with his offense and passing game and scheme, a lot of football folks and a lot of people that cover the team think Matt Corral, if they go for one, Matt Corral is the guy.
Yeah.
So, you know, I hate to burst your bubble on, you know, I know you're an Ole Miss fan, but I don't know if you want to wish that fate on anybody for a quarterback.
Well, no, you know.
And my thought was, when he got hurt the other night, I'll tell you, Frank, because my thought was, well, it figures, you know, the poor guy's hurt and hopefully he'll be fine. But, it's, you know, we know the history here, the recent history. And, you know, of course, people are talking that about that guy. And, you know, he's, you know,
well,
trying
Corral's
to be there for
impressive.
His team and gut it out. And, you know, he's been a trooper for
I
them
was,
and
I was,
playing terrific and
I,
he gets hurt.
I came off the couch. I was on my knees going, oh, my God, when he went down.
Yeah.
And Lane Kiffin even admitted, and we talked about this earlier, Lane Kiffin said in his post-game press conference, he said, I probably didn't do a very good job of coaching my team because I was so upset. It upset me so to see Matt go down. And
yeah,
he's very close to Matt Corral. It was emotional for him.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's going to go. Yeah. I'll go back to the team. I'll come first full circle. So this whole team name thing is going to be official in a month. And then, you know, after 15 minutes of, remember when the Vacation, one of my all time favorite movies, remember when the Griswolds finally get to the Grand Canyon, you know, but Clark has like written a check that's going to bounce and everything. He wants to get the hell out. You know, they've spent all this time and people, you know, relatives have passed away and they're like tracked to go out. They get to the Grand Canyon, they turn around, he looks at it for like 2 seconds, shakes his head, they leave. I mean, that's what's going to go on with the team name thing.
Yeah, sure.
You know, it's like, oh yeah, okay, good, let's go. That because it gets right back after Super Bowl and all that, the quarterbacks and draft and everything around here.
Yeah, well, let me ask
I
you this.
I could talk about more football than who's going to be the quarterback.
Well, let me ask you this. We'll talk more about football. Is anybody – will anyone be able to beat Green Bay?
No. I can't believe I buried the lead here for 10 minutes. I'm talking longer than Joe Judge does. The coach of the Giants, for those who don't know.
Yeah.
He gave he threw a shot across the bow of Washington, and they deserve it, in his post-game presser last week. But he did it in the course of a 9 minute and 45 second answer. An answer went nearly 10 minutes for Joe Judge. But yes, Aaron Rodgers, look, my fantasy quarterback, I posted. I mean, I'm, you know, like Spinal Tap, like Nigel now, mine goes to 11, an 11th fantasy football title. The numbers go to 11. And,
they go to 11,
you know,
not 10.
And it's, part of it's 10. Aaron.
Well, I picked the Titans against the Packers in the Super Bowl. What do you think about that?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, Derrick Henry's coming back. Well, we're going to have two running backs that are awesome.
I know he is. Believe me. Hey, you don't have to tell me. I survived. I won without Derrick Henry, with Derrick Henry going down in my fantasy football team. So that, how about that?
Wow. How about
Rodgers
that?
There you go. Well, I also had Devontae Adams, so that helped too. and good waiver wire pickups. But yeah, no. I just said yeah, no.
Yeah, you did. I know.
That despises me when I hear that on my kids' influence on me.
Yeah, there you go.
What I'm saying?
It's possible. Vrabel has done a great job.
Oh,
I mean,
awesome.
there was other than Green Bay. You take Aaron Rodgers or maybe Tampa with Tom Brady. You're taking Derrick Henry off that team. I mean, that's like 65% of the offense. That's crazy.
They've
been able to survive with. I mean, they don't have a guy that you can throw the team on his back, a quarterback in Ryan Tannehill. But you know, that's the guy. And I think I've told you this before. Ryan Tannehill, I think, is the model for what these teams, and I know for Washington / Ron Rivera as coach, that's kind of the guy they're looking for. That, you know, not the $33 million, $35 million a year superstar quarterback. You'd like to find a rookie. You'd love one like that, sure. But that you don't have to have one of those guys to win in the NFL. But I think that's kind of the model. They found it. He's if you line guys up quarterbacks and you're picking quarterbacks – like they do in a playground when you're picking teams, Ryan Tannehill would be I don't know where he'd be picked. But, you know, he does what he needs
he's
to
solid.
Do. And they're winning games. And he's very solid. Yeah. And, you know, that's certainly a possibility. In the NFC, who's going to go into Lambeau? And I know it's possible. Aaron Rodgers, and I don't know the exact numbers. I hate to throw out, and I will do it. But I don't know the exact numbers as they stand now after this past weekend. But I was talking about it 2 weeks ago, that Aaron Rodgers – the first game, they get hammered by New Orleans. He throws two interceptions. They were awful. After that, and it was about 14 weeks after that. This is up until a couple of weeks ago. After the first game, he had thrown for 3,500 yards and like 30-some touchdowns and two interceptions. Game one, and I don't think he had any last week. You know, I was watching. I was too busy celebrating the fantasy football title. But no, I think it's been like two interceptions after week one. I mean, you don't do that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Even good quarterback, I mean, for 2 to 3 to 1, he's like, 11 to 1 interception, touchdown interception. It's just, he's crazy good.
Well, so we know
they're tough to beat when it's 6 degrees at Lambeau. Who wants to be there?
Yeah. Well, we know you have to go because you have to do a show now. But one passing thought, though.
We didn't talk golf, huh?
What? No, we didn't talk golf, but that's okay. Tim and I'll do that afterwards, and we'll just because the tournament hadn't started yet. But
a couple of quick things.
Gotta go, Antonio. There. Antonio Brown. Gotta go there.
Do I? When I saw this,
Chippendales.
I think it's a touchy subject.
It is.
Obviously, there are some issues
some
there,
problems.
And Tom Brady, you have to handle that. You can't just. I know people want to goof on the situation and everything. That's a tough situation. I think Brady handled it well, and even Arians came out, after this whole thing, and he said yesterday, he's like, we love Antonio. We I'll support him. So I think that's just a tough thing, but just a situation when it is sad, and when people, and still, I mean, he's still a good player. I mean, that's the thing.
Yeah.
He was still productive. They were kind of relying on him with their injuries and everything to allow these comeback to be a factor for them as a playoff stuff.
There's a little drama about the money. There's some drama about the money, though, and why he was benched. So that's going to come out.
There is always stuff about money and everything. I know, but it's I feel bad. I mean, everywhere he's been, it just has not ended well, unfortunately, for him and everybody else.
It was almost like we knew it was going to come at some point.
Yeah.
It was like it ended up being.
Peyton and Eli said that last night, too, on their
program. Just like eventually, something's going to happen, and Dallas is going to come up short again. The Cowboys. It's kind of those inevitable things.
Well, say that till the end.
That's a parting shot.
When is it's like the cuckoo clock coming out? The chime striking. Midnight. That's going to ring
at some point.
So
with you.
I did kind of pull a judge. The judge comment, by the way, the Giants, they play Washington this weekend. He was talking about his team and like how he thinks it's in good shape, and he. The comment from him was, we don't have guys punching each other on the sidelines. We're not some clown show organization. So that was a direct shot.
Oh, that's brutal. I didn't hear that.
So that makes it interesting because there's nothing else to talk about. So I'm done with the golf really quick. Good to be back this week. Maui's great. Kapalua's great. All four major champions were part of the field. I heard you talking about that. Yeah, that's great. Yeah. That's awesome. And that means Phil Mickelson back. You know, it's been a while for Phil. Yeah, so that's it's great to see him. Right? And, you know, it's one of Acosta, you know, and years ago. And so it's great. And anytime you got Phil, it's great. So, all right, guys.
All right, brother. Have a great show.
We appreciate it.
I've done what I can. Have a great weekend.
We'll talk to you soon.
And we'll talk to everybody this weekend. Looking forward to it.
Sounds good. We'll be listening.
Thanks, Earl.
See you, Earl.
Take care. Earl Forsey with PGA Tour Radio. And, we talk a lot about golf. And, I thought about football. But that's, you know, again, we love Earl. We have him on every now and then. We certainly talk a lot of golf. But, now, as I said, football's kind of coming to a head. And there's a lot of stuff going on. And, plus, he just has some passionate feeling about those Redskins that it never goes away. And if you remember, Frank, we talked to him preseason, right? We talked to him way back in the summer.
Oh, yeah.
And at that time, as like everybody, Washington's got a chance. Well, you never know. Here's what, you know, he's got all the things. And they got their coach, and here's what's going to happen. And then now, it falls apart. You talk to him, and he's like, oh, son of a – really?
And
again?
Now he's digressed to taking shots at you in the last 15 seconds of his segment. Yeah. Gotcha.
I know. If I had time to defend it, say, at least we're in the playoffs to not win it all. You guys in Washington decided not to even mess with that playoff thing, just get the season over with quicker, move on to next year.
I'm going to have somebody glue the pages of his pre-production book together for the first tournament of the year and see how he stumbles through.
I was curious, who's working with him? I was going to ask him that.
I don't know. I haven't seen the – it should come out today. No. We'll get the email today who's working the show, working the tournament with him. Yeah.
Because it's a good
– Well, I know Zucchino's out there. He sent me a note Hawaii. Yeah, Zucchino's there with his bride, and he's playing some golf and having fun. That's he went out early. So Mark's always exciting to listen to. We need to get Mark on the show. In fact, we probably should call him right now, wake him up.
we could talk to him about hockey if anybody cared, but nobody does. So
really,
we want to get into that.
Well, we had to talk football. I mean, this is the Century Tournament of Champions, the first tournament of 2022, although it's part of the 2021-2022 season on the PGA Tour. And you have all four, like you said, major winners in this tournament. It's going to be fun to watch. It's going to be so much fun to watch when it's going to be 16 degrees here in Nashville, and we'll be looking at 79 degrees in Hawaii. So it'll be a fun tournament. I mean, it's always fun.
It always is. Yeah, like I said, it's neat. Even if it is, and I'm saying this almost like I get it, people care about the golf shots, but just the cutaways, right, in and out of commercials.
Oh, yeah.
You somewhat get the feeling while you're sitting in your cold house in Topeka that it's like you get away. You're like, ooh, look at how pretty that is and how nice this is. So, yeah, it's almost always perfect weather when they have this tournament, other than the winds, which is a big factor, right? Yeah. Sometimes they play these different rounds, and those trade winds, right, as they call them, can wreak havoc. I mean, you're hitting right into 30, 40-mile-an-hour gusts sometimes, or you're hitting downwind, which everybody acts like, oh, how great that is. Well, except for when you're
405-yard drive.
You can't get the ball back because it's gone so far. Yeah,
you know, used to know it was the start of the new golf season, but now, of course, with the wraparound going on, I don't know how they call it wraparound because there is no break, basically, 10 days, whatever.
A lot of people take most of December off. I mean, in all honesty, there's just a fun tournament. So it's at least a month, sometimes even 2 months for a lot of these guys because a lot of them shut it down. What was the last thing we had here?
PNC.
Ryder Cup?
The PNC.
The PNC. Well, yeah, no, but I'm saying before, as far as the full field kind of guys,
you had
the Tour Championship, and then you had Ryder Cup. I mean, but once that kind of shuts down for a lot of the big name guys, and you're talking about September, October, they're kind of done. They might play with Tiger and his little thing. I don't know how many people you get guaranteed money and all that. It's fun. Even the Tournament of Champions, while you want to win it, everybody's getting paid. Right, there's only 40 guys in the field, 39 guys in the field, so everybody gets a $100,000 check.
Everybody gets a check. It's the start. One. Yeah, really. They gave away the cars, but they didn't pay the tax on it. Remember when that happened?
Yeah, I remember. Oprah? Yeah,
really. Yeah. Oopsie. You know, it's the start of the new season, or at least the start of 2022 or 2021 or 2020, when the voice of Mark Rolfing comes on the air. And Mark is he lives there in Hawaii. Right. And I always look forward to listening to Mark because he's just so damn good at what he does. He's incredible.
Yeah. He does live, I think he has for like the last 30 years in Kapalua area.
I don't blame him.
And why not? Well, but the downside of that, Frank, is, and I've been, I mean, a lot of people have been to Hawaii, I guess. It's a freaking haul.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the downside of it.
It's
a nightmare. Okay, if you can't do something in Hawaii and you've got to travel or go, it's not like you just jump on a little plane for a couple hour flight. A couple hours puts you right in the middle of the Pacific. It's like you got to
load enough fuel on this puppy.
Yeah, you got to fly a long way just to get to land.
It's a whole lot of water down there.
If you had to go to Chicago or the East Coast somehow, I mean,
why would you go to Chicago from Hawaii?
Yeah, well, I'm just saying.
You just want to kill yourself.
It's a long way. So
what is the weather doing in Dallas right now? What are you guys getting?
We've got well, Frank. Now that you asked me, as we're doing the show, I will check my forecast. I believe. We've got it right now. It is 45 degrees on its way to 65.
So okay. High today is 65 degrees. 49 here, I think. So it's and it's going to be 16 degrees Thursday night. So here in Nashville, that's crazy.
I've got family, as we talk about Chicago, and I mentioned Chicago. And right now in Chicago, it's 25. The high will be 33. So, and what is funny is you look at those 10-day forecasts for different parts of the country. Everybody's phones, you know, you get your apps. And you can kind of plug in any city you want. You look at 10-day forecasts for, like, Chicago. The high for Chicago for the next 10 days, the high over the entire 10 days is 36 degrees will be the high for 10 days. Some days, and I remember this as a kid growing up in Chicago, the high and low would be single digits. In other words, the high is 8 degrees. The low is 3.
Yeah.
Like that would be your high and low is from 3 to 5 degree difference, and it's freezing no matter how you look at it. So there's a few of those days. One, the low is 9, the high is 14.
That's nuts.
Isn't that crazy to get up and think that's what you're in? So,
but
anyway.
Are you going to play golf today?
Golf this
you going to hit the course?
I don't think so. I don't – I'm trying to –
Well,
the difference, too, and people don't care about this, but the difference is the wind direction. If you're here, Dallas, and you get a southern wind, a south wind, and it's, you know, low 60s, it's fine. You go out and get out and play. If it's a north wind, even if it hits 60 degrees, but that wind is chilly coming from Antarctica, that 62 degrees can feel like 42 degrees. Yeah, whatever.
It comes all the way around the globe and over the top. Okay.
Yeah, gotcha. Around the top. Just the Arctic Circle. Then, it can be. So it's about where the wind direction is. If it comes out of the Gulf, it'd be okay.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll try to get up place someday this week, but it's still a bit chilly.
Well, you know, we talked about it earlier.
We're
going to be at the PGA Merchandise Show live from down there.
Yeah.
At least right now, that's the way it looks.
Yes.
But there are a lot of
ifs. Very fluid.
Yes, it is. With COVID and what's going on. And like I said, some of the major, I mean, the big boys in golf are not going to be there.
Choosing not to.
PXG, not there either.
Yeah. Speaking of the merchandise show, though, Frank, and it made me think, announcements came out recently about equipment again for the PGA. Did it not, or USGA and Royal and Ancient, that they're going to crack down or limit the length of drivers.
Yeah.
There's a few other things in there, too. And I'm wondering if this is all a DeChambeau effect, right? If he's the one that's tinkering with everything and what he can and can't do and the way you can outfit a club, if you will, and what the limits of – because up until Bryson started swinging 300 miles an hour, it was a factor, but we can put it on the back burner. Now all of a sudden you're like, okay, well, this guy's jumping ahead of the curve and we're going to have to shut him down. And I don't mean this person, but almost like, okay, he's exceeding what we thought we have to worry about. And now they're saying, okay, well, let's limit the club length. And I don't know what else is going to happen, shafts and everything else, but because that's Bryson's gig and this whole off season, if you will. My guess is that Dr. DeChambeau's been in the lab working on whatever, and we should talk to Art. Remember, he does stuff with Art at Dallas National, Art's studio there. I'd be curious to see what he's pushing the envelope of, because that's what he's all about. He's always looking to improve and get better, and that usually means technology. It usually means equipment and what he can do and how he can push his body, but have the right equipment to be able to do that with him and his guys at Cobra. So anyway, that was an announcement that came out recently, and I think a lot of that has to do with Bryson and younger people that we don't even know their names of yet, maybe college guys.
Who are just cranking.
That are the next DeChambeaus, right? That are saying, I can swing 145 miles an hour,
Well, too. Look at what Tiger did. I'm anxious to to see what happens with that new driver of his too. And that's just for a whole nother show. But length, composition is very important. Now you've just switched from a Ping driver. You were hitting a Titleist driver to a Ping driver. Now you're going back to Titleist TSI
three.
You went to a three.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And everybody says, now you can tell me, everyone says, I hear that driver, well, outside of the irons, the new Titleist irons are supposed to be fantastic. Mm-hmm. But that driver is supposed to have an even better sound and feel and look and distance out of it.
I will say this, that I'd never hit a Ping iron driver before this one. A lot of TaylorMades in my past, but I never had a Ping, and some went and did what we all should do, which is, you know, go and get on a monitor somewhere where you can hit and test out everything. And I did, and I hit the Ping the best. I thought, okay, well, that was 2 years ago, 3 years ago. And I thought, okay, time for something new, and wanted to do something with Titleist. And I tried both the TSI 2 and 3, and people talk about their difference, and I guess there's some. But, again, if you get to a non-tour level, it's probably minimal. But I did hit a bit longer, like maybe within the 5-6 yards, but what the heck, I'll take them. I hit the TSI 3 better. And the sound of it, the feel was very, very nice. I've got a new kind of, I don't even know, aerodynamic titanium face thing, right?
Well, it's all titanium, is it not? The Titleist driver is.
Somebody. Yeah. I mean, it's like it's, and so I just liked it. And that's kind of what it comes down to, for me at least, is, you know, as a very amateur golfer, is do I like the look? And that does matter, because there's different looks. And sometimes you look down at drivers. I think the new TaylorMades have kind of a bizarre, like almost a tail on it, right? It kind of has a wing effect. And I don't know if I like that. And it's like, okay, what if you hit it? Yeah, if I hit it 20 yards further, I would not care. If I hit it 2 or 3 yards further, then I do care, right? It's like, okay, well, then I want something that looks the way I want it to look. Sounds right. You're right. Some of these drivers you hit and they have such a weird sound that you just don't want to hit it, right? You're like, what is that? It's kind of a ding or a hollow sound or whatever. So there's all those factors that come in, which is back to our point. The merchandise show in Orlando is very cool for a lot of people to go to, because that's where you find out what is the newest, latest, greatest technology. Yeah.
And it's not for the public. Disclaimer here, it's only for PGA professionals and media. So,
But it's for us to go and tell, and then we can tell people.
Yeah,
right?
Tell here's people about it.
What you're thinking and what you found when you went there about this new equipment. So that's going to be sad if a lot of people aren't there. If we can't go, and if we don't go because of different reasons, and COVID being a big part of it, then you know, it's a lesser than. It's nice to know, whether it's you or me, go there and explain to people what's
without
going
the big
on
boys there, Tim. It's
yeah, it's tough.
Yeah. So,
what's neat though, too, though, Frank, right? Is the big boys may not be there, or some of the big boys, but the little guys and the little, you know, Frank Bassett, who's got a teaching guide, a teaching device. Those are the cool things too. Right?
That's you're right.
That we don't know about. That you'll go there and you're like, man, I found this thing and it's helped my putting. So I did this one thing. There's all those people there too, the mad scientists, right? The DeChambeaus that are going, hey, I came up with this new device, this new whatever. And so sometimes it is the mom and pops that are just as fascinating as the big boys that are spending billions making you a new driver or something like that. Some guy in his garage figured out a new way to make a wedge.
That's how Adam started. Bentonardi started that way. T.P. Mills, Truett Mills, many, many, many years ago. T.P. Mills milled putters. A lot of that. Seymour putter is always big there. I'm sure Seymour will be there. They're our friends. And so I don't know. We'll see. So. Well, I'm up in the air. I talked to our good friend Chuck Garbedian, who does Garbedian on Golf out of Wisconsin, yesterday, and he and I were trying to decide, you know, what are we going to do? Are we going to go or not going to go and do our shows? And so,
got to decide here. It's what, the end of this month?
2 weeks. Well, a little over 2 weeks. It's the end of the month, 25th, whatever. So, you know, I've got to change flights and plans and all that kind of stuff. So, we don't know. Anyway, our listeners don't want to hear about all that as much as just maybe the stuff that they have at the PGA Merchandise Show.
Yeah, yeah. So if we go, we'll let everybody know. We used to do like a week's worth of shows there.
Yeah, we used to do shows every day there. Now they've cut it to, it's going to be a cut-down version of the merchandise show, so one show. And I'm like, we're going to go to Orlando and spend how many thousands and thousands of dollars to do one show?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You know? So, but our good friend Graham McDowell, who owns Nona Blue, has always invites us to do a show in his bar, and he always shows up and does the show with us. So that could be an option. But again, there's this one word that's kind of holding us back, and that's also COVID. So,
but Florida is, to belabor the point, why not? It seems like it's more open, is it not, in Florida?
Well, yeah.
I seem to read
their governor said, you know, it was really funny. He and I don't want to get political here, but I'm going to for a second. AOC went down there and got caught hanging out at the bar right. with a pina colada in her hand, no mask, and all that. And she's just hammering DeSantis. Because where is he while there's a big COVID crisis in Florida? He's nowhere to be found. For 2 days. He made no statement on COVID. Well, guess what? After all of them put their feet in their mouths, he said, well, I hate to tell you this, but my wife has cancer, and I was spending time with her during the initial treatments.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. So all those oops. Big mouths. Uh-huh. Yeah, oops. Hoof and mouth, yeah. You know. Yeah. Anyway, we won't go there.
I understand, but you're right. I mean, COVID's
it's scary
for whatever reason, become a political hot potato. But I think Florida is at least it's a possibility of going there. And
if you can be outside,
seeing what's happening, and you got Brendan Sweeney. That's always a plus, right? Whenever
speaking of Mr. Sweeney, Brendan, I was French Lick Resort, a great sponsor of ours again this year.
Yeah,
I was just up at French Lick, and it's fabulous, even in the winter, to go up there. It's incredible.
You must have got a lot of snow. You think you got some snow?
They got a little bit up there.
A lot of snow
not,
in Chicago,
not a whole lot.
And Illinois and Indiana got quite a bit of snow.
They have a new head pro at the Donald Ross course, Laura Esteves, and first female pro there ever. And she, of course, was on the LPGA Tour and winner and the senior LPGA. So looking forward to spending some time with her and doing a show with her up there. So we may, if we don't do the PGA merchandise show, to be honest, if something happens and we don't, we may just pack up the show and head to French Lick for a few days and just do a live show up there and get you on. Remotely and
but you want to go if you can play golf, don't you?
Well, you can play golf. Oh, the Donald Ross course is open right now.
That's what I'm saying. You got to find out though what the weather's been like. Yeah. If it's snowing, you're not playing.
Yeah. Well, I've never played in the snow. It could be fun.
Yeah, that'd be so.
You know
fun.
Those hills? You've been there.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
No desire. Yeah, you get a toboggan instead of a golf cart, right? You hit your ball and get on your toboggan and slide down the hill to the green.
Yeah. By the way, a shout out to another one of our sponsors, ClubCorp, clubcorp.com. Thank you, ClubCorp, for always supporting us and being there for us. And we're looking forward to another eventful year with ClubCorp in 2022. And I promise Tim won't destroy the locker door anymore when he has a bad round.
Yep.
He apologizes.
My bad. Not bad. Matter of fact, you go to clubcorp.com, you'll find a course near you that you can test out.
Yeah.
See if you like it, see if you don't. And when you're a member at one, you get privileges at all their different facilities. So that's what's cool about it is you can go to different parts of the country, travel, vacation, and take advantage of ClubCorp's family of golf courses and also restaurants and clubs that that play golf, some that don't. So it's very, very cool. ClubCorp.com is the website to go to.
Absolutely. And hopefully, we think, looks like, possibly, Omni Hotels and Resorts has always been involved with us. And during COVID, that sort of didn't happen because we just couldn't get out. But it looks like that if this will settle down, we'll be back with Omni and be live from the Coligard Classic in Tucson, Arizona at the Omni Tucson National Resort. So
I don't have it in front of me, but that's like February, March or something.
It's in February. Then we'll be at the Players in March, the Masters in April, as normal. And we'll be back on the road. And again, that all stems from what happens here. So
yeah. We hope.
I don't know, brother. It could be good, could be bad, but it's going to be something.
It's going to be something.
It's going to be something.
We don't know what. It's going to be something. All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening to us. As always, we love you. Earl Forsey, thank you for joining us. And be sure to listen to Earl and all of the PGA Tour Radio team doing the coverage all year long, but starting with the Century Tournament of Champions this week in Kapalua. For Frank Bassett, I'm Tim Matthews. We appreciate each and every one of you. And remember to join us next time right here on Golf Talk America.